Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Will Clark. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeff Conine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick bunts towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Offerman covering, for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia-Para settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Offerman takes first base on ball four. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Offerman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken juggles the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Jefferson moves to third. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox one, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine hits a line drive into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rabule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Varitek hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charles Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 0 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia Parra. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Offerman strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a pop-up into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. 1 out. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Varitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Varitek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground. Lewis is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Bell reaches second base with a double. Bordick moves to third. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Offerman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Offerman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Offerman moves to third. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia-Para is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia-Para hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Konien is 0 for 2 in the game. Konien hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Konien moves to second. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabiule bunts towards the mound. Saber Hagen fields it and throws to third for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Rabiule moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Real Cormier now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rabiule tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Derek Lowe now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Johnson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stanley out. Two outs. Jason Varitek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Varitek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jeff Konien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konien is 0 for 3 in the game. Konien hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Konien reaches second base with a double. Surhoff scores. Bell scores. Clark moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Rich Garces now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Konien scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Jerry Hairston pinch runs for Cal Ripken. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hairston. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Hairston steals second. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 3 in the game. Rabiule strikes out. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing second base. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Offerman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marino Santana now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Amaral now playing right field. Mike Timlin now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Amaral settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garcia-Para is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia-Para hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia-Para moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.